This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Mill workers at Cornerbrook Pulp and Paper will be handling different duties today as production has stopped and a shutdown is underway. For how long depends on nature. Last week, parent company Kruger announced the shutdown due to critically low water levels at the Grand Lake Reservoir, which is used to generate electricity at Deer Lake Power to source newsprint production. Vice President Darren Pelley says significant rainfall is needed to get back to normal operations at the mill. He says this is financially quite challenging being shut down, but Kruger's $700 million transformation plan for the mill, which was announced in July, has now become more urgent.
That's still critically important because in that project, we change from being dependent on newsprint to multiple revenue sources, including energy and sawmill growth. So we're confident that the new government will share our goal of ensuring long-term viability because we are so connected to the forest sector and 1,000 jobs. So it's obviously the financial challenge makes it critically important that starts to move forward as quickly as possible. That's for sure.
The company had been in discussions with the previous government about the proposed diversification plan, and Pelley says they're anxious to begin talks with the newly sworn in government.
They've just been sworn in, but we're optimistic. You know, it's given the mill's impact, Pulp Paper's impact, it's certainly critically important to the Western Central region. So we certainly expect that, you know, that the new government will be work with us to find a path forward. And to ensure that we're viable for long term.
Pelley says it's critical to get this project started as soon as possible.
We've been discussing it for quite a number of months now, and of course, given this financial challenge, you know, it's critical we get started. You know, it's as soon as possible. One interesting piece with that project is, of course, it includes a wind farm operation as well. And given climate change and what we're seeing now with water and precipitation, having a wind farm as well connected would give us a whole number of other options. For example, the wind is still blowing, even though it's dry. So we would have options to help control our lake level, even in dry years.
In a July news release, Kruger stated, "This project will promote the expansion of the provincial sawmill industry, provide energy and power capacity for NL Hydro, while sustaining jobs for Cornerbrook Pulp and Paper operations and the provincial forestry sector. The proposed plan will also create a significant number of jobs during the construction phase." That's BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ.